Welcome to the Hashtag Attitude Shield Podcast, the true mental operating script rewriting program designed for those looking for a change from within.
Change from within.
No more hype or sugar-coated promises. This is to-the-point guidance on how to change the way we think to grab the life we always wanted. Are you ready for the change? Now your host, David L. Parker.
Hey, welcome back to Hashtag Attitude Shield. I'm David L. Parker, your mentor, getting my notes ready because here we go. This is part two of protecting yourself against the narcissists, the manipulators, protecting yourself against the verbal abusers, protecting yourself against the scum, the bad people, the people who refuse to change, the people who will not talk in a manner that isn't about taking away from you, because that's what they do. We were talking about it on the last episode. We talked about narcissists. We talked a little bit deep about verbal abusers. We were just jumping into the manipulators. You know, when confronting a person of what they did wrong, they don't want to take responsibility for their actions. So they manipulate you by putting the focus back on you. You ever met anybody like that? You ever had a hard discussion with somebody where somehow, some way, their screw-ups, their way of treating you is your fault? If you're being treated like shit and you're doing the right things and being a good person, how is it your fault? That's what a person who doesn't need to be in your life wants you to think. I wanted to talk about something today early on in the show, and that is making a decision to get out of a situation. That's second. First, I want to talk about what I call the ghosts in the relationship. A ghost in a relationship. When I was a kid, a lot of men would ghost their relationship by going on deer hunting trips and fishing trips and all these other trips with the guys. And some of these guys would do it 2 and 3 and 4 times a year, where they would leave their significant other, the wife and children at home for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, and run off with their friends, ghosting the relationship. Now, don't get me wrong here. There's a big difference between ghosting a relationship and doing things on your own because your significant other or the relationship you're in doesn't do it, right? I've never had a significant other in my life that liked a deer hunt. Always did it alone. Okay? So there are things like that. Those are normal. What I'm talking about is people that always have something that they do without you and you're not invited, or they never want to be with you. See, ghosts in relationship, to me, are right up there in the same level as narcissists. They're right up there in such an abusive people that it breaks my heart when I have friends or people in my circles that are in these type of relationships. It truly breaks my heart. A relationship where they don't hang out with you. If you want to see them, it has to be at home or on their terms. That's garbage. That's mentally abusive. It's emotionally abusive. It's not right. A person should not be able to dictate to you your ability to be around them. And they shouldn't go out of their way. I'm one of my favorite ones, right? I'm going to slam on the brakes and turn left. One of my favorite ones here. Pardon me. Since we do this live, a little hard to cut that out. One of my favorite ones is people who are in a relationship. Okay, I'm talking relationship here, not just hanging out. Maybe all the way to marriage, and all the way to marriage, of course. Who will not hang out with your family. Will not hang out with your friends. And they always have a reason, and it's always about them.
Well, you know, I got this problem. I've had it since I was a child, and I just don't do those things. You can go.
Well, at least they're saying you can go, right? but they're being abusive because they never support you. Or when they do, it's always on their terms. I think one of my favorite ones lately is I know a couple. The guy doesn't ever come out. Ever. Ever. Never interacts with the family. Never interacts with his wife's friends or other family members. Ever. Just his. And when he went to a sporting event of his son, he stayed in the car because he's not about to interact with any other human beings. But the wife is a go-lucky, happy, walking art who likes people-ish. And I say ish. Why do I say ish? Because, you know, not everybody loves people. Some people love coffee. Speaking of that, if you're enjoying the show, why don't you go ahead and look down in the description and click on Buy Me a Cup of Coffee, support the show, and share this on your... Share it on your social media. Does it hurt you? If everybody shares it one time a day, what's the worst that happens? Maybe somebody gets away from abusive, narcissistic, manipulative, gaslighting, verbally abusive relationship? Wouldn't that be terrible? Careful. You don't want to help anybody. Anywho, said Mr. No Interaction with the World stayed in the car. Says Mr. No Interaction with the World never comes out for the barbecues. Doesn't exist. That's not abusive. The hell it's not. That is a self-absorbed narcissist who does not care about another person's emotions, except when they're convenient for them. See, Attitude Shield trainer, trainees, people learning how to do this. Those people don't care unless you're doing what they want. How the hell is that anything other than abusive? How? You wonder to yourself, why these people stay in these relationships? They stay in them because they feel responsible for that person. But that's part of the manipulation. They want you to be responsible. They want to bring up something you did or you needed to do using your imperfections or other people's imperfections. Well, you know why I don't go around your father? Because your father ABC'd me. You know why I don't go around your mother? Because your mother ABC'd me. You know why I don't go around your friends? Because they are such this and such and such and such and such and suches. And you know why I don't go outside when you're outside with those people? Because, you know, there's bees. Or my favorite. I'm not going to do it because I have blank mental problem. What? I have siblings in relationships with people that are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I mean, I'm looking at them going, how in the world can this be a happy relationship? And remember, I'm the guy with more divorces than we're going to talk about. I'm the guy who has had more terrible relationships than damn. And I've had more messes and more crazy people in my life due to my own decisions than I can even shake a stick at. I swear every one of my tattoos probably tells the story of some crazy person. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just the crazy person who's come out of his craziness and realized, wait a minute, let's not do it this way no more. But I look at some of my siblings' relationships, and my mouth hits the table. I'm like, what the fudge nickels is going on there? It's just amazing to me how we will stay in these relationships that are garbage. But yet other people who have a good relationship, but they just don't have the money they think they should have, or their partner put on a little weight, or they got a physical challenge that they didn't have before, or, you know, they just feel like they could do better without the other person. Those relationships end quick, fast, in a hurry. But the ones that people are being hurt in, families are being destroyed, and they stay. Why? Because they're manipulative. You know, see, these kind of people actually like knowing your difficulties or your imperfections, see, because it gives them ammunition to, and that one of their favorite weapons to use is, well, you just don't understand me, and you just don't really love me, here's my favorite. I've been this way my whole life. That's the stupidest excuse I've ever heard. I've been this way my whole life. So you are acknowledging Mr. or Mrs. Manipulator, Mrs. Hurricane, Mr. Hurricane. You're admitting, 100%, happily admitting that you are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and you're abusing people verbally, mentally, emotionally, maybe even physically. You're abusing them. And your excuse is you've done it your whole damn life. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have this person in your life, get them out. Put the focus when these people start telling you why they're not doing something with you or with the people that you love back on their actions. I love them. I love these people who say, I've been this way my whole life. Or their mother, your mother-in-law, your, it doesn't matter which part of the family you are, your mother-in-law who says, well, when he was a child, this, this, and this. What the freak? We don't, healthy people, people who are trying to build an attitude, people who are trying to have success in their life and trying to grow to a place where they're going to be happy according to what they want to do, don't put up with this stuff. Attitude Shield says, get them out. You would better off alone than with these manipulative, verbal, abusive people. You're better off on your own, piss poor, broke, living in a car, than rich with a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Now, that word is not focused at females. Most of the bitches that I know are males. Especially in today's society, become these timid little creatures that couldn't stand up to anything. But boy, let me tell you what, get their mocha latte wrong. You want a really good example of a show that I actually enjoy, but this person is verbally manipulative, is the character, not the actor, the character of Sheldon in Big Bang. They show a scene all the time where they go to get food and the guy goes through 7 steps. And if the person who didn't follow all the steps didn't follow all the steps, they're wrong and bada boom, bada bing, how bad it is. He has a spot where he has to sit. I mean, there's a lot of things in this relationship on this TV show that people should not put up with in their life. It ain't funny. The show makes it come across funny, but it ain't funny. All right, let's move on to gaslighting. What the hell's gaslighting? Gaslighting is just a really good political word for big liars. People who are manipulative abusers like to gaslight. So, first of all, they tell blatant lies, and they know they're lying. They know it. They are absolutely aware they know it, but they're going to tell this one because this will win their argument. They're going to tell this lie because that way they're even bigger than they were before. I used to say that there are people out there that would tell a lie to get out of the truth, and it's the truth. There are people. Let me tell you what, there was a time in my life that I was probably a big old gaslighter when I was younger. Because I had not come to a happy place with whom I am and tried to lie my way into being something I wasn't, which was stupid, right? Gaslighting, people will deny that they ever said something even though you have proof. And I'm talking about all the way to video. These people will deny because they're never going to be caught being wrong. That's not an option. That's not going to happen. That does not exist, nor is allowed. No, sir. Gaslighters use what you love, what's near and dear to you, whatever it is, your dog, your cat, your car, your parents, your good friends, as ammunition against you. It happened to me in almost all the business things that I've come up against gaslighters. Gaslighters are persistent and just keep coming and they wear you down. And a lot of times these gaslighters are surrounded by good people, or they're surrounded by somebody who, when the gaslighter says something, that person sitting next to them is like, whoa, wait, time out. I'm not part of that. I mean, I've seen it in ways I can't even tell you about, right? You'll never hear them say something like this. Well, I think I talked to Bill around June. And then they find out that Bill wasn't available in June. Maybe Bill was on vacation. The gaslighter will never go, well, I could be mistaken about that timeline. Maybe it was before that. Maybe I'm just confused. See, that's being willing to admit a possible mistake, a possible wrong. But a gaslighter, a manipulator, will go, nope, you're wrong. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say, they say. I don't care what you say, they say. I'm right, you're wrong, and you didn't do that.
What?
Here's the number one thing. Their actions never, ever, ever, ever match their words. Ever. They're so full of crap that they couldn't match their words. They just talk and talk and talk and smash and smash and smash. And we have to learn how to let it go. Right? Now, the funny thing is, this is one of my favorites. These gaslighters, these manipulators, they're going to throw in some positive reinforcement in their conversation with people and with you to confuse you. You know, like, I really love the job you're doing. And then they tell you something bad. They will literally use positive reinforcement to confuse you because they're fully aware that confusion weakens people. Confusion wears people down. Confusion makes it so people are like, maybe I'm wrong, and that's exactly what they want. They project themselves onto you. They project themselves onto you. They will split your friends into camps. They will try to align people in a group, in a company, in a friendship, in a sports team, in the military, in civilian life. It doesn't matter. They will find a way to align people against you. Because then they get to stand behind the people they've aligned against you, and they're like, ha-ha, see, I'm the better person, right? Or they love to tell people you're crazy. That person's crazy. They've got a mental problem. Don't you love that? People who say you're crazy because they're the liars. People who say you're crazy because they tell blatant lies. Even when you have proof they lied, that they use ammunition against you for what's near and dear to your heart, and they wear you down over time. Their actions never match their words. They buy flamboyant things to make up for their lack of their own personal net worth. You know, I met a lot of these military people that have a lot of money and a lot of ability to buy toys, but it's just hiding their ugly selves behind them. You have an attitude shield. You find a way to get them out of your life. And if you have a really good attitude shield, you figure out how to get them out of your life without them knowing it, and you actually reverse the manipulation to get them to quit, get them to do something, get them to make a move to get out of your life, blaming you as they leave. That's when you know you won the chess game. That's when you know your attitude shield is strong. That's when you realize that you're winning at life because while they found their way in, you thought and talked to yourself in such a manner that they found their way out and still they take credit for it. That's when you know you have done a great job with your attitude shield. That's when you know for a fact that you're getting strong because you're able to get these silly, manipulative, narcissistic, gaslighting, verbally abusive liar faces out of your world and they blame you on the way out. That's when you realize that you're more than you ever thought you could be. That's when you can make these kind of bad people leave on their own, you win. No matter what happens. No matter what happens, you win. You have won a victory that is so big. And let me tell you what, while you win, they're going to be watching you. See, then now that they're your lifetime haters, and they're going to pray for your demise, and they're going to hope that you go broke, and they're going to hope that everything bad comes your way because you turned it around on them. You manifested that you're a good person. You worked hard to stand your ground. You didn't give in to other people's manipulations. You didn't give in to their gaslighting. You didn't give in to them trying to tear things apart around you to make themselves look better. You stayed strong. You stood your ground. You kept talking to yourself that you're a good person and you're doing the best you can. Yes, you have flaws, but you're working on them. And you didn't allow them to win. Hashtag Attitude Shield says you never, ever allow them to win. And how in the world would you allow them to win? By giving in to them. By letting them take something from you that's yours. Never allow a person to take something from you that's yours. Never. Never allow a narcissist to come and rip out anything of your life. Never allow their embellishing, their lies, their twisting of stories, their twisting of facts. Let me tell you what, we're going to end on this. These people are so good at telling lies and twisting facts that they believe their own lies. These kind of people have got to get out of your life. You will find peace in your life. Little disruptions here and there. And you'll spot them on your social media, sneaking up to see how you're doing, and hope they can find something to hurt you with. But you win. Hashtag Attitude Shield, you win. Because you become happier. You'll kick back in the pine trees of your own life and smile, no matter what happened. Because those people are no longer with you. And then you will feel a trillion times better. I promise you, get these people out of your life. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Attitude Shield, your double dose of espresso for your attitude. Check us out on Facebook and on the web at www.attitudeshield.com. Again, thanks for spending this time with us. Between now and when we talk again, keep those shields up, eyes on the target, and always be moving towards your dreams.